We're continuing in the 25th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Chaf Hei, Mishnah Vav. Kanei Kelim, when it comes to the bases of Kelim, Vahagnehem, the rims around Kelim, Vaznehem, the handles of Kelim, Vyados HaKelim, meaning Aznehem literally means ears, so it's where handles attach to the kli, so it's not the actual handle, but it's the protrusion where you stick the handle. V'yados hakelim, the actual handles of the kelim, hamakablim, if any of them have a base kibul in them, shenafla they in mashkin, and tamei mashke falls on these parts, minagvan vehim taharim, you could just dry them off and they're tahar. Nothing becomes tamei, because tamei, the idea that a tamei mashke is going to be mitamei kli is only on the acharayim or a toch, but not on these parts that are totally ancillary to the kli. V'shar kol hakelim shein l'macharayim v'toch, when it comes to any other kli that doesn't have an acharayim v'toch, shenaflu mashkin al miktaso, if tamei mashka falls on any part of it, kulo tamei, the entire kli is going to become tamei. Kli shein l'macharav b'mashkin acharav tameim, if a kli has tamei mashka touch the outside of it, the outside is tamei, tochav agno v'azno v'yadav taharin, but the inside and all these ancillary parts are tahar, nitma tochav kulo tamei, if the inside if it becomes tamei, then all of it becomes tamei. This is just telling us the din of acharayim v'toch, which we've been working with for the last several mishnayos, but now the mishnah spells out what that din actually is. So, says the Mishnah Zayin now, all kelim that have base kibul have different halachos for acharayim v'toch. V'yeshlem base tzviya, they also have different halachos when it comes to the grips by the hands, which is they have sometimes to hold on to something. You need, there's a place where you could stick your fingers in, almost like a bowling ball, where you could stick your fingers in order to be able to get a grip to hold it on. So when it comes to the din that tamei mashke can be metamei a kli, they view the place where you hold, where you could stick your fingers in, as separate from the rest of the outside of the kli. So if the tamei mashke touches the outside of the kli, the outside of the kli may become tamei, but that tzviya, that's what it's called, the place where you could stick your fingers, does not necessarily become tamei. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, la areva gedola shel eit, when it comes to a big wood kneading bowl, so we're afraid that you're going to touch the rest of the kli also, even when you're just trying to stick your fingers into the grips. So because it's so big, but with other kelim we're not so worried about that. Rabbi Kivam Lakosos, Rabbi Kiva says even when it comes to cups, we're not worried that a person who touches the place where you stick your fingers, the tzviya, that he's going to touch the rest of the cup as well. Rabbi Meir says that the kula that we just said, that if you touch these places where you stick your fingers of a kli, it doesn't have to, you don't have to worry that you touch the outside of the kli as well. Liyadayim atameos, that's where your hands are tamei, so your hands are only tamei midrabanan. Whenever we say only your hands are tamei, it means that it's a tamei midrabanan. Vatahoros, and it also applies to a case where your hands are tahor, and you touch this part of a kli, where the acharayim of the kli has a lower form of tuma midrabanan. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo amru el liyadayim hataharos bulvad. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this kula is only when it comes to tahar hands, not when it comes to tamei hands. If your hands are tamei and you touch this part of the kli, we have to worry that maybe you touched the rest of the outside of the kli as well. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Chafhei Mishnah Vav, we said that the ancillary parts of a kli, where a mashka touches them, that it's not metamei the kli at all, the tumah derabanan doesn't apply, but other kelim that don't have an acharayim v'toch, anytime mashka tamei touches it, the whole thing becomes tamei. And then we just identified the din of acharayim v'toch, that if a tamei mashka touches the acharayim, so the only the acharayim is tamei, but the toch is tahar. But in the reverse, if the tamei mashka touches the toch, then the acharayim becomes tamei as well. And then Mishnah Zayin, we said that there's a din not only of acharayim v'toch, but there's a din of a base tzviya, which is the place where you stick your fingers to get a grip of the kli, that if you the but the achoraim of the kli becomes tami, the beis hatzviya is still tahar, and vice versa. And we said that if you have a large bowl, only if you have a large bowl, we worry that if you touch the beis hatzviya, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that you touch the rest of it. Rabbi Kiva says, for kosos, we're makil, that we're not concerned that you touch the rest of it. And Rabbi Meir says, well, whenever your hands are tame, or your hands are tahar, we're going to apply this kula. And the Rabbi Yossi says, no, this kula, that we're not concerned that your hands touch the rest of it, is only when your hands are tahar, but not on the tumah derabanan that is imposed on one's hands. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Chaf Hei, Mishnah Ches.